Command number 115. Don't look back on your past life. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. The image Jesus is alluding to here is familiar from many sermon illustrations. The farmer guiding his single plow behind donkey or horse or ox desires to plow a precisely straight furrow from one end of the field to the other. This he achieves by setting between the ears of his faithful beast of burden some object in the distance, whether tree or fence post, then fixing his eyes upon it through the two ears, and never once looking away until the entire furrow is done. Let him glance behind, however briefly, and the animal will feel the shift and swerve. Even if the momentary change be ever so slight, the damage is done. The jog in the upturned line of earth cannot be repaired. There is only one way to ensure a perfectly straight furrow from one end to the other. Once setting the hand to the plow, the farmer must never look back. In likening a disciple's life to a farmer plowing a field, Jesus is stating the same principle his brother would write years later. He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 1, verses 6 and 8. Discipleship is for keeps. Jesus is not saying that God will reject those who look back. The point here is not acceptability or worthiness in God's eyes. The point of this image is what kind of shape are we in? Are we strong enough to hold the plow straight? Jesus is speaking of spiritual muscle, of fitness for what kingdom living requires. What sort of man am I? Am I in shape for the rigors of discipleship? If it is with twinges of regret that I recall my former life, keeping one foot in both camps as I wistfully dream about what I gave up, or if perhaps I did not actually give up all that much, and if my lifestyle is not so different than it was before, then I am spiritually flabby. I am not fit and in shape for discipleship. Throughout his time with them, Jesus regularly sat his disciples down, looked them in the eye, and told them exactly what they were in for and what would be required. "Look," he said, "I want you under no illusions. Following me means selflessness, sacrifice, and ultimately death." When people came up enthusiastically with eager words of, "I will follow you wherever you go," Jesus turned them back on their heels. He knew they weren't ready. He knew they would eventually fall away. He knew they hadn't counted the cost. They weren't fit for what they would face. He knew it was better for them not to follow at all, yet, than to try to follow prematurely on the basis of enthusiasm rather than single-minded devotion. Modern evangelism does the kingdom of God no favors by sweetening its message with alluring inducements, by regaling the wavering with promises of blessing, luring people in with as many enticing activities as possible from the fun and games calendar of the church's schedule. New believers are actually taught to disobey this fundamental command. Those who encourage such disobedience by the country club atmosphere of their megachurches may one day face the reality of the warning against those who cause little ones to stumble. That man of God is more to be honored who preaches the commands of Jesus from the pulpit and has in his congregation 6 or 8 dedicated followers of Jesus who can hold the plow straight than all the megachurch pastors in the land who preach a palatable and easy gospel of purpose and blessing, but who never raise the standard Jesus raised. Count the cost and do not look back. Neither Jesus nor a pastor who preaches such a message is passing judgment. They are simply stating a fact. It takes fitness and strength to hold the plow steady. The following excerpt is from Harper's Study Bible on Matthew 5:48. The word perfect, Greek teleos, is derived from telos, meaning end, goal, limit. It signifies attaining to the end, complete, mature, the quality of self-disinterested love and kindness for others, even for those who deserve no kindness. This kind of perfectness consists in the attitude of the believer, rather than in absolute sinlessness. This is perfectly possible for believers. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to look back on my past life. Keep my gaze steadfastly forward, my hands steady on the plow, that my life may be straight and the furrows of my character deep and unwavering. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.